everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John Couch, John Engineering and Producing in the show. And together we welcome you to our program for this Tuesday, December the 15th, 2020. Bringing people together right here on the good old radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio on 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. The Buckmaster Show live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We're going to begin today with Old Tucson. Old Tucson closed its doors, hopefully not for good, earlier this year. Will Old Tucson, a reimagined Old Tucson, open its doors in 2021? Let's go now on the live line to Harry Alexander, host of the Voices of the West podcast. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Bill, how are you? I am most excellent.
Good. Good to talk to you, reconnect with you.
Yes.
What's the latest thinking on what is ahead for Old Tucson? I know the county formed this this committee. I think there are about advisory committee, about a dozen folks involved. Mm-hmm. What's the latest?
The latest is there is nothing late. holidays, you know. And my information is that nothing's going to be really put to test or, you know, throw irons in the fire, as it were, until after the first of the year sometime. I've been in contact with the folks from Visit Tucson, and they're going to keep us in the loop for when things need to be filed and so forth and other qualifications and that sort of thing. The aim and how this all started out, obviously I produce and co-host the Emil Franzi's Voices of the West program, which used to be on KVOI. Mm-hmm. And it's a show about the Old West, and we just love the Old West, and that's why we do it. When we first heard about it, we came up with this radical idea of trying to take the property and turn it into a Western film and culture museum, or actually the title would be National Museum of Western Film and Culture. Obviously, there is so much film history there that that needs to be something looked at a lot. And as far as the Western culture, I mean, this is Tucson, for God's sake. It is the heart of the West. And we need to preserve that culture before it goes away. So those are the aims of our small group to try and put this thing together. We've been talking with Carolyn Shelton, Bob's widow. And yes, she's opening up a museum over in Trail Dust Town with some of Bob's memorabilia. But that's only part of what he has. I know she auctioned off a bunch after he passed, but still has a ton of stuff. And so the aim is to put those kinds of things on display at Old Tucson. We'd love to see the National Stuntman Museum relocate to Old Tucson. It kind of travels around wherever it can find a home. So we'd like to do that. And I think the big aim, one of the big aims, is to turn Old Tucson into something very similar to a colonial Williamsburg, where it is, in fact, living history when you go out there, not a tourist attraction, as not an amusement park, let me put it that way, but something that is a living history type of program.
Harry, can you make this thing happen financially?
Me personally, no.
No.
But with I left my checkbook in the other jeans. The folks that we're working with, we estimate that we're going to need a good, we're talking about six people putting in about $250K a piece. And, you know, that's a pretty heady amount. And obviously there has to be a really good plan, a rather detailed plan. And that's what we're working on.
Would the county be open to something like this if you talked to them?
I think they would be. I had, after this first broke, I had emailed Supervisor Bronson, but I learned now that that's not in her district. And the reason I did that was because, despite their political differences, she and Emil Franzi were very close friends. And so I figured that'd be an in. But, you know, make a long story short, the folks from Visit Tucson contacted me. And so we've, you know, been there. I think the county, I get the sense the county would like to do a turnkey type of thing and, you know, not be rid of it. The county sees it as a pest or anything like that. But, I mean, you know, we don't want to see the place go into an amusement park or be torn down for condos or anything like that.
Tell our listeners a bit about Bob Shelton.
Bob, he moved to Tucson late 1950s, mid-1950s, and he's a developer, and I'm not quite sure how he came across the opportunity to get Old Tucson, but he did, and that's what transformed Old Tucson. Bob was Old Tucson. I remember back in the late 1950s, early 1960s, all kinds of things happening out at Old Tucson. There were movies being filmed, television commercials, whatnot, soundstage built, and then, of course, the tragic fire. And then Bob needed to get out of it, and here we are.
He had so many contacts, and his collection featuring costumes, artifacts, props from the movies that have been filmed out there and in the region. Mm-hmm. So there would be plenty of material that would attract visitors. So I can see why Visit Tucson why this idea would resonate. I mean, it seems good to me anyway.
Go ahead. Yeah. Old Tucson, at one point, Old Tucson was the second most visited attraction in Arizona.
Really?
Right behind the Grand Canyon.
Mm. Wow.
I know from producing other reenactment events, living history events, that folks from Europe really love this stuff. And I know that there are theme parks in Germany, for example, that celebrate the American West, that celebrate the golden age of pirates, things like that. They just love that stuff. And I know this because I have friends who've gone over there to work on these shows. So, if we don't recognize our history and embrace it, we're going to lose it.
So would there still be the gunfights and kind of reenactments? Would that be part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, and we'd also like to see more film production come back. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a Western, for God's sake. They can do commercials out there and such. But it's important that we get our film things going again.
Yeah, and you know, when they say in real estate a property has good bones, are those bones still out there? And I know, you know, they've had the fire at Old Tucson, and there's been several different transformations. But are the bones, Harry Alexander, still good for production out there?
Basic, yes. The basic bones are still there. And there's a shell upon which to be built.
So what's the next step, Harry?
Next step is to wait and find out when the county is going to start accepting their proposals. And then we'll go into that and get our proposal put in there and hopefully get a good read.
All right. Harry Alexander, all the best to you. What about your program, your podcast? Where can people find out more about Voices of the West?
We stream the show live every Saturday at 4 p.m. At voicesofthewest.net. Podcasts are available at the usual places, Spotify.com, Stitcher.com, and of course on the website. This week we have a friend of ours on the show, Marty Fries. Marty was a guide out at Old Tucson. Imagine that. Wow. And he also is an expert on Arizona movie locations. And so we're going to talk about those things. Marty is moving to California, and so that's why we're having him on.
All right, Harry Alexander, have a wonderful holiday season. Good to reconnect with you, Harry. Keep us posted,
Bill,
okay?
You.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Same to you, sir. Harry Alexander does the podcast Voices of the West, and I think his idea is a good one. It's a sound idea, kind of reimagining old Tucson, bringing back that the wonderful film history that they have there, and get some production going out there as well. Want to tell you about Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's getting all excited about Christmas, and they should. We were up there over the weekend. We're usually up there every weekend, and they've got these wonderful selections of holiday cookies, all nicely packaged for you. They would be a great item to bring by the office. You'll be a big hit, I'm sure. While you're at it, why not pick up a Danish Kringle? I know for sure you will get lots of kudos for bringing in a Kringle. Make your order right now at monasdanishbakery.com for what you would like on your Christmas table, your holiday table, what kind of pie, what kind of dinner rolls, all available at Mona's, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now for lunch. Coming up next, he is here, Mr. Shelley Fishman, and he's giving me two thumbs up. I want to hear how that's going on Wall Street. Be right back.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD. Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
kind of excited about this. What's going on with Vero Amore restaurants? We love Vero Amore. There are two locations and their other property, Noble Hops Craft Beer and Fine Fare out in Oro Valley. They're trying to collect cans for the food bank. Bring in five cans and you will get $5 off your meal at Vero Amore and Noble Hops. And while you're there, how about that gift card promotion? By $100, they've got a very generous deal going here. You get a $25 gift certificate. Happy holidays from Jam Culinary Concepts, which consists of their wonderful Vero Amore locations and Noble Hops.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And here he is, Mr. Two Thumbs Up, Shelley Fishman. I think the Santa rally may be beginning on Wall Street.
Well, at least the stimulus rally.
Stimulus.
By the way, Bill,
yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Well,
happy birthday,
you.
Dear Bill.
Thank you
happy
so much.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You were a Christmas baby.
Yeah, there you go. The birthday actually is official down in Australia and New Zealand and will be official when the calendar rolls over to the 16th, which is tomorrow. Yeah, Christmas baby. In the old days, they kept the babies in the hospital a couple of days. In my case, I went home Christmas Eve.
Cool.
So, you know, my birthday is basically a week right before Christmas. So that was kind of fun. Birthday
well,
on
you know,
Christmas.
I'm gonna some just cheap commercialization
sure.
for a second. We had a birthday party at the house a couple of years ago, big birthday party. You know, they were, oh gosh, I had 100 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Vero Amore's truck.
I remember. I was fortunate enough to have been there. And the Vero Amore, the pizza truck, was right
it
there.
It was wonderful.
That was so
and
wonderful.
We didn't have to do a thing.
No,
they
just
did everything. And people, I mean, the party was such a success because of Vero Amore.
Yeah. Talk about hot off the grill.
Absolutely.
The one downside before we kick it over to you, Shelley, about a birthday right before Christmas, Christmas babies usually, you know, we've got stuff for you under the tree, I was told.
Yeah, you miss the double present.
There's stuff under the tree. Why don't you go over to your stuff under the tree and take one gift for your birthday, and we'll just save the rest for another, for the week or so.
Let me tell you the gift that I want this Christmas. I want us back into a globalized world.
Yep.
I want to see this nonsense of nationalization and of isolationism stopped.
How much did we lose in this whole globalization thing with the Trump administration?
Well, it's tough to say exactly how much we lost because the full effects of isolating us from the rest of the world have not yet been fully felt. What we know, for instance, is that the trade deficits that Trump was so anxious to eliminate, and which, you know, his advisors like Peter Navarro and Larry Kudlow were saying would go away, are now worse than they have been in the past 12 years. So a lot of the objectives that I think the Trump administration was hoping would be met by closing the borders around the United States have not been met. In fact, none of them has been met. And the problem, of course, is that you can't fight physics. You know, the world simply is involved in globalization and globalized trade, and you can't back away from it. It just you know, won't allow you to. We had a...
I mean, we've tried before with America First back in the 20s.
Yes, yeah. And you saw how that worked out.
Right. Great Depression.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The thing that really got me going on this was Fareed Zakaria on Sunday. And he does the first couple of minutes of his show. He essentially reads the article that he wrote for the prior Thursday's Washington Post opinion piece. And he just laid it out so beautifully. I was listening to it on Sunday and thinking, you know, this is just so important. We need to talk about it on this show. And the thing that triggered it in Zakaria's mind was in November, 15 Asian Pacific nations formed a trade pact. And they announced it in November, and it's a very important trade pact. Those 15 nations represent 30% of worldwide GDP, and we're not involved in that.
Wow.
And it's a lot of the same countries that were involved in the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact that we were very much involved in forming and then we backed out of.
That's one out of $3? Wow. That's
one out of three GDP dollars, exactly. Wow. So the rest of the world is going ahead with these kinds of trade pacts and free trade between these countries. All of Africa, for instance, is involved in a free trade zone for the whole continent. You know, you can't just ignore this. These are huge markets for us. And if we don't participate in these kinds of organizations and these kind of trade deals, if you will, then they will shut us out. Because ultimately, there is nothing that we do very, very well that they can't ultimately come up to speed on and do competitively well without our presence.
And it's not really a Republican versus Democratic Party kind of intellectual conflict. Both of the parties, Shelley, kind of pander to this short-term feel-good isms.
Absolutely, Bill. And in fact, the Republican Party has flipped on its own head about this whole thing. I mean, the Republican Party was the party of globalization,
mm-hmm.
the party that really wanted to see the United States dominate the world in terms of trade and be able to take advantage of the things that other countries did well.
Sure, just a few decades ago, former Congressman Jim Colby was from this district right here in Tucson, was the leader on getting the North American Free Trade Agreement passed.
Absolutely.
And Republicans were on board 100%.
Right. Democrats had some hesitation about it, mostly because there was going to be a short-term impact on certain jobs, manufacturing jobs, that were, we knew, going to be lost through what's called natural advantage to the countries that we were going to be trading with. So textile jobs and coal mining jobs and steel jobs in manufacturing would be lost. But the whole idea was that in the longer term, the things we do really well, like high tech and service and you know, new advances in science and manufacturing, those things would be owned by us,
mm-hmm.
and that we would dominate the world there. Well, and it just hasn't worked out that way, though statistically it has. For people who were kind of left out or feel left out, this globalization thing has become really a source of a lot of the dissatisfaction we see in this country today. And what we need to do is we need to really spend the time and money to train people to get the next generation of middle-class workers trained so that we can once again dominate where we have a natural advantage in that regard. You know, Bill, I've always been a big proponent of national service,
mm-hmm.
and some sort of nationwide effort to bring people in and get them educated and get them working. The same thing with infrastructure work. So many things we need to be doing, and I do have some I'm somewhat optimistic right now because I hear those things coming from the new Biden administration. I think he understands, and I have faith. Maybe this is just naive as heck. I have faith that the Republican Party will come back to its roots and support the Biden administration in bringing the United States back into the world, and that we'll rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, rejoin the Paris Accords, make sure that we once again are leading the world in those areas of technology and service and even manufacturing that we do so very, very well, rather than let China catch us and other countries like that or even the European Union kind of replace us as the go-to country or these kinds of things. I mean, what I could see from what Trump's been doing is the dollar could lose its ascendancy and the euro replace the dollar. That would be a catastrophe for the U.S.
All right, Shelley, we're going to wrap it up with you. I've got about 30 more seconds with you, so we do have a
I'm not singing happy birthday
no,
again.
No, not again. That was wonderful. I do appreciate it. We have a rally, at least for today, going on, and this is going to be based on whether or not we really do get this stimulus.
Absolutely.
You think we'll get something?
I think we'll get one of the two bills.
Okay.
That's $700 billion dollars. That's a good start.
Right.
But it's only a start. We need more than that, and we need it quicker than Biden can give it to us at the end of January. We need something to happen pretty soon.
Yes, we do. All right, Shelley, thank you very much. We will see you next Tuesday, right before we take our short holiday break. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bill, and happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Green Things, 50 years and still growing, your destination for living holiday gifts, and 25,000 poinsettias, beautifully grown locally plants, grown right at Green Things at 3384 East River Road. Remember, if there is someone that you feel would enjoy something pretty like a poinsettia or two in their home, they're all alone this holiday season, perhaps the loved ones are not coming to visit this year, you could certainly cheer the neighbors up or the friends with a poinsettia from Green Things. Their website is greenthingsaz.com, and Zocalo Village, where all that unique collection of Mexican folk art and holiday treasures right there on the Green Things site. Their website is ZocaloVillage.com. Certainly the pandemic has led to a renewed interest in pet care in general. Many people are home from work, they're Zooming, and the pets love it. They love, the dogs and cats love having mom and dad around. But there's also been an underside for pet owners struggling to pay for pet expenses because of lost jobs and reduced wages. Financial hardships caused by the pandemic have led to more pet owners having to give up, or as they say, surrender their pets to a shelter or rescue, which is likely to be more frequent, unfortunately, as a lot of these evictions are coming due at the end of the year. Let's check in with former longtime Arizona state lawmaker Steve Farley, who is the CEO of the Humane Society of Southern Arizona and Tucson. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm concerned about this pandemic's ripple effect about folks having to give up their pets due to financial hardship.
It is a concern. That's one of the things that we weren't quite sure what was going to happen when we first went into shutdown back in April. And it turned out that actually we saw an upward bump in our number of adoptions and fosters. And that was wonderful because the pets don't know what's going on, and they still need a loving home. And people were really wanting to hunker down with a new best friend, which was a great thing. In fact, in June, we adopted out more animals than in any month in the previous 5 years.
Wow. It
was phenomenal when you saw this outpouring of the public to really help these animals. The thing that I'm concerned about is what happens after, when we start to get back to normal. And as you mentioned, all these dogs and cats who really love having their owners at home all the time, what happens when people get back to work? And what happens often is you get separation anxiety. And separation anxiety can cause a whole series of negative behaviors that can ultimately make people want to give up their pets. And when you put that together with the problems with possible evictions coming up, if they don't extend the eviction moratorium, you have other concerns about people giving up their pets. So we're trying to work on a lot of different fronts to be able to help this, alleviate this problem. One of them is we are feeding unprecedented numbers of people who come to our door. We're giving them free pet food. And we just on our last December 6th was the last time we gave out the pet food to people who came to our door. The response was amazing. Never in our history of doing this have we had this many people show up. we did the count, it was almost 700 pets that we fed just in a two-hour period.
Wow.
In terms of giving them enough to be able to get them through the holidays. And that all happened because our generous donors were willing to step up and donate food directly or give us the money where we could buy the food. And we collaborated with another group called Cody's Friends, which distributes pet food throughout the area. And it was a wonderful thing to be able to make sure that people wouldn't have to choose between feeding their pet or feeding themselves, particularly seniors who are there home alone and their pets are their best friends. They will give their food to their pets before they give it to themselves. We don't want that choice to be made.
That's right. No one should have to choose between food for their family or food for their pets. Steve Farley, how do the numbers look when all is said and done for 2020? Most people say they just can't wait for 2021. But how do the numbers look for your organization here as we're getting ready to close out 2020?
Well, we're down a little bit in terms of our revenues. People have been very generous in helping support us, but as with many nonprofits, we couldn't do our big annual in-person fundraiser because of COVID. So we actually had a big we called it a tail-a-thon on TV. and it was very successful, but it just didn't raise the same amount of money that we could raise in an in-person event. So we're really doing a big year-end push, and we're hoping people who understand that pets need to be thought about as well during this time when we're thinking about so many other things. If people want to donate, please go to hssaz.org/donate, and we'll set you right up there. Because I want to emphasize for all nonprofits, in fact, even if you don't itemize your deductions, you can get a $300 deduction off your taxes. Even if you take that standard deduction, that's a special thing in the CARES Act that got put there. So a $300 donation can be written right off your income this year. So that's a helpful thing. So people have stepped up and helped us, and that's been grateful that we've been able to get through this. And we're making huge plans for the future. For once we're out of this, there's a lot to look forward to. I mentioned that issue about separation anxiety earlier with dogs and cats when people go back to work. We're really leaning into our behavioral training and behavioral tools. We want to be the organization that isn't just there, adopts an animal and then goes away. We're there to help support you for the entire life of your pet. So we are building a new education behavioral center in which we are going to have much better facilities, and we'll work with local trainers and behaviorists to have better training programs available for all the people who adopt from us and others. And we're actually collaborating with the University of Arizona's new College of Veterinary Medicine, in which they're leaning into behavioral research for dogs and cats. And we're going to be working with them and collaborating on co-hosting a center for canine cognition, in which they're studying the human-animal bond in that as well. So we understand better how dogs think, and we'll have a cat component as well, a community cat center, where we're working to try to end homeless cats in Pima County by 2025. A huge, huge goal, but we're working together in a community cat coalition with a lot of the other people who work on cat issues to be able to get that accomplished, and I know we can. So we've got a lot of great, great stuff we're pushing forward into the future. Because there's so much we can do to be able to end pet homelessness in Southern Arizona, and we've got so much good support from our donors to be able to help us do that.
And you've had you're having fun doing the job. Actually, you started the job right before the pandemic.
It was an interesting time. I started in February.
Yeah.
And then boom, all this happens.
Yeah.
And people are telling me they're very grateful I'm there, because we actually hadn't had a CEO at the Humane Society for 7 years.
Wow.
So it would have been tough to go through a crisis like this without leadership. And that being able to be in this position to serve, we've got about 100 employees working there. We haven't had to furlough or lay off anybody. We've been able to keep people in their jobs and keep these pets that come to our door in great need, keep them supplied with what they need. we've been saving lives every day.
All right.
Absolutely love it.
Steve Farley, always great to connect with you. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy birthday. As I recall, you're a Christmas, you talk about a Christmas baby. My birthday's tomorrow, and we were talking on the air about when I was, as a kid, they said, well, pick one gift from under the tree and save the rest for Christmas Day. I'm sure with you, I don't know if you got a double bonus there on Christmas Day.
No, it was more like each present was in half.
There you go.
It wasn't a very good thing for a kid.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Anyway.
But I'm grateful to be able to celebrate.
Me too.
Just being here right now.
Yep.
It's a tough time.
It is.
So, anyway. Good to be able to get through another year, and there's a lot to look forward to next year, I'll tell you, Bill.
Thanks very much, Steve. Enjoyed checking
Thank
in with you.
You.
Thanks a lot.
Great checking with you, too.
Take All
care.
Right. Steve Farley, former state lawmaker who is happy and doing very well as the CEO of the Humane Society of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We're going to check in next with another CEO of a very important organization. On the live line, who will be joining us after the breaks, Tony Penn from the United Way, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. We'll be right back.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this Tuesday edition on the 15th of December, 2020. One of our great longtime sponsors, one of our legacy sponsors, been with us almost the entire 10-year ride of this program as we celebrate the start of year number 11 on January 4th of 2021, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Start planning now for when things do get better, and they will get better in 2021. Take that road trip to Silver City. Only a three-hour drive from Tucson and New Mexico will once again be ready to welcome you with open arms. You can start your planning now by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. We send so many of our listeners over there, have done so for many years, and people always come back and they say the same thing. Bill, I had a great experience. I was surprised how many attractions there are there, like the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and also surprised at the quality of overnight accommodations. Again, visit Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management as we are here in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Let's go now on the live line to the CEO of the United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona, Mr. Tony Penn. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and great to be with you and your listeners today.
Thank you so much. Tony, I hope you've got some good news for our listeners today about it's been such a difficult year. How has United Way risen to the occasion, sir?
Well, it truly has, Bill. And first, let me say to all of our investors and supporters out there, we thank you for your investment in your United Way. But, Bill, we have not been cowering in the corner while our community's been going through this challenging time. I want to you that your United Way initially raised an additional $500,000 on a goal to be able to launch our United for Southern Arizona COVID-19 fund response. And Bill, we can share with you that not only did we raise that, but we went over goal. But we've also recently announced another $500,000 that is currently available to share with the community as we go through this crisis and this challenge. So that brings the total to $1,069,000 that your United Way is sharing with 29 different agencies. And we've also built for your listeners, shared that with over 25,000 kids, families, and seniors who are right now struggling in our community.
Wow, what a caring community. We've known for years it is, but I'll tell you, the pandemic has really brought out the best in people, Tony Penn.
It has. And Bill, I want to give you a scoop.
Okay.
That would be great for you. And for your listeners is that today we just announced that Mackenzie Scott, the billionaire philanthropist and American novelist, just shared with your United Way $10 million.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. Did I hear you, Tony Penn, correct? Give me this again. Are we talking
yes.
10 big ones here? $10
million. $10 million. Bill, it's the largest single gift in our 100-year history here at United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona. And the great thing about the generosity of Ms. Scott is that it's an unrestricted gift, and we are already sharing that bill with the community for COVID-19 relief. But one of the main objectives for this gift is to promote and continue our strong work in building equity here in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Wow. Now tell me this again. Who is this gift from? Who is this person?
It is from Ms. Mackenzie Scott.
Mackenzie Scott.
Scott, right.
Okay.
And Mackenzie is a novelist. She's a billionaire venture philanthropist. And in fact, this is part of a gift and contributions that she's made for the last 6 months. This will bring her total to over $5 billion that she's shared with across the country and around the world just this year.
Oh, my goodness. This is a big scoop. That's serious
yeah,
money for the Tucson
really
community. And again, how will that money be used, Tony Penn?
We got notice from Ms. Scott and her representatives that, first of all, she was enamored with the work that United Way is already doing in building equity here in our community in so many different areas, as we help to increase educational attainment from cradle to post-secondary education, as we continue to do our work in being able to create financially stable households with our work around financial wellness, and as we build, continue to help those who are currently seniors to live a little better in retirement, and do our work around end of life with our end of life initiative.
Wow.
So Your United Way covers the entire life cycle. And Ms. Scott and her representatives were impressed with the work that United Way does to be able to make this tremendous investment in our community. And over the next 3 years, Bill, it is our plan to continue to execute that strategic plan. And last year, the lives of more than 180,000 people in Tucson and Southern Arizona. Over the next 3 years, you have our commitment that we will double our impact over the next 3 years.
Wow, I'm just blown away by this news. A $10 million unrestricted gift to the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona being announced here by Tony Penn, the CEO. Tony, you had plans, as I recall, to retire this year, and you were very gracious, and you said, no way am I going to step aside right now in the middle of really an unprecedented 100-year health crisis, and you've stepped up to the plate. So aren't you glad you are where you are?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. This certainly is a capstone for a 40-plus year career for me to be able to share such a tremendous investment with our community. But it's great to be here, Bill, to make sure that we share that with great stewardship and transparency, like we've always done here over the course of my tenure at United Way.
So people can find out more about the organization. Is the best way to do it just to go to your website, Tony?
It absolutely is, Bill. If they go to United Way, Tucson.org. Mm-hmm. They'll find more information about the strategic plan for United Way and the many, many initiatives that we currently are active. But they'll also be able to, Bill, we do not want this to be the limit. We want this to encourage more investment, because there's a lot of work to do, as you alluded to in the beginning of our conversation, to be able to help our community get back on its feet.
All right, Tony Penn, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Tony Penn, the CEO of United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, announcing on the program today that novelist Mackenzie Scott has given an unrestricted $10 million gift to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. That is wonderful news here as we get ready to celebrate the holiday season. Boy, I'm just blown away by that kind of money, and that is really going to go a long way in our community. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with John Couch, engineering and producing the show. Together we say stay safe, have a great afternoon. And up next, Dave Ramsey. Speaking of money, that's what his show is all about, and how to stretch your bucks, make them go a little bit longer, and some sound financial strategies. Have a great afternoon, everybody.